Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium, and it is a very fun job to have. If you were on early, you heard the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of beeps, people calling in from all around the United States and Canada. And the reason is because they want to hear the success stories, the profiles and success from a couple of our top leaders that have just hit the prestigious and important rank of crown. But before I bring on Lydia and Dwight Ho from Hawaii, before I bring on Ape from Florida and Alana Slavin from New York, what I'd like to do is just make a couple of announcements. We had a fantastic Blue Diamond event here this weekend. Alana's going to talk a little bit about that. So I hope that everybody had an opportunity to check out the email blast, and we'll be sharing more and more photos. But, boy, what a great time people had at David Sandoval's Blue Diamond Retreat. So a lot of fun, and a big part of our culture and our community is as you move up in this business, you have an opportunity to earn a trip to the manufacturing facility at the rank of Diamond, earn a trip to David Sandoval's retreat at Blue Diamond, and then, of course, we have our big trip, our first ever crown trip coming up next month. So for those of you that have already achieved the Diamond ranks and moving on up, boy, we're looking forward to having a fantastic crown event. And speaking of crowns, all of our crowns are going to be featured in the January edition of Prosper Magazine. So those of you new to the company, you may not have heard this, but Prosper Magazine, which is a business lifestyle magazine, has chosen Purium as the featured company for the month of January. And the timing is perfect because the transformation season, you know, really kicks off January 1st. And so we're going to have thousands of magazines going out featuring our company in Barnes & Noble and in Target and in Walmart and in, you know, points of retail. And we will have these magazines available for sale as well. So it's going to be a big kickoff to the new year, this Prosper Magazine program. So lots of stuff happening, behind the scenes to prepare for the new year. And lots of stuff going on, you know, even before the new year hits. And one of the things that we're doing first time ever is an after-Thanksgiving group cleanse. So David Sandoval is going to be leading a cleanse that's going to start December 1st. And the timing is perfect because it's right after Thanksgiving. It's right after you see all your relatives and friends. You're going to be talking about food. You're going to be thinking about food and an opportunity to share a healthier, cleaner, greener way of eating, and you can join David Sandoval. He's going to be doing all of the transformation support calls from December 1st to December 10th. So don't become a holiday statistic. Most people gain between 1 and 5 pounds during the holiday season, and you don't want that to be you. You want to set yourself up for success. So we're recommending that not only do you get a transformation cleanse for yourself, but potentially to pick up a handful of transformation cleanses now so that when you see folks over Thanksgiving holiday, you can tell them about the transformation cleanse and have one right there to share with them to get them started right. So I know lots of people are already doing that, and I saw we just shared a flyer here this week, and we'll have more information to share on social media about this group cleanse, and I'm already seeing some stuff on Facebook, people sharing information about this group cleanse. So this is our first annual after Thanksgiving group cleanse, and I think it's going to be lots of fun. So there's lots of good stuff going on. This week is National Diabetes Day, and David Sandoval tomorrow night is going to be talking about Scoop of Greens, which is the product specifically targeted at balancing out blood sugar. And there are 100 million people in the U.S. that are either diabetic or pre-diabetic. There are 100 million people, nearly one out of every three, more than one out of every four people that you know or meet are pre-diabetic or diabetic. So it's really amazing the amount of sugar that's put into our food, the amount of artificial sweetener that's put into our food, and it's really messing up how we process insulin and how we process and balance our sugar. And so David Sandoval is going to be talking tomorrow night all about that process, about Scoop of Greens, and how you or your family can really manage your sugar levels better. And so You know, everywhere we turn, everywhere we look, you know, it just seems like we're in front of a trend. It seems like we're solving a problem, and that's the best way to grow a business, is to be part of of an opportunity that solves big problems and is always in front of trends. And so, you know, we're going to constantly be communicating and updating you on not only stuff about the transformation as we head into transformation season, but about other health issues and things that we can help you with and help your family with. It's a big part of our mission and what we do, and it's a big part of our business opportunity, because when we solve problems for people, that's when we can earn additional income. So speaking of people solving problems and earning additional income, as I said, the featured speakers here on tonight's call are our newest Crown Distributorships, and the first Crown Distributorship that I'd like to bring on is from Hawaii, and their names are Lydia and Dwight Ho, and Lydia and Dwight, are you on the line here tonight? Lydia and Dwight? Well, I can't hear you, but we'll give you one more second to unmute yourself. And if not, then what I'll do is I'll bring on April and Alana, and we'll hear from you a little later in the call. So, you know, what I'd like to do then is maybe bring on Alana, since she was just at the Blue Diamond Retreat, and, you know, she's a new Crown, and I would love for her to talk about her business and her story. But maybe we can start with Alana first talking about the Blue Diamond Retreat. So, Alana, are you on the line?
Yeah, David, can you hear me?
I can. So this is Alana Slavin from New York. Yeah, absolutely. So why don't you, before we hear your story, which I definitely want to hear, why don't you tell everybody what happened at the Blue Diamond Retreat?
Okay, well, it was an awesome experience, I'll say that. Really just seeing with the energy of all the people together, all the people that are like-minded, that were on this mission together, being at Dave Sandoval's house was really just inexplicable. We had an amazing time, the opportunity to bond, to learn. We learned different recipes, how to eat in a yummy way, which we all like, obviously, but in a healthy way, and healthier, beyond what we would really be doing typically, what we've been doing our whole lives. We become used to, we become a victim of the system, so of the food industry. So knowing how we can change that, and we can still enjoy the things that we are eating, but in a, so that was a big thing that I took from the weekend, learning different recipes, learning how to make them, knowing we can really still enjoy our food, but we can do it in a way that we're not creating this diseased state that the food that we're used to has been unfortunately doing to us over so many years now. So it really was amazing.
Right.
We could plant trees.
Go ahead. Oh, no, I was going to say, I know you spent a lot of time outside. And you said you planted some trees, so tell us about that experience.
We planted some trees. We each got to pick our own, feel what tree really spoke to us, and plant it on his ground. So knowing that here we are, like the representation was planting roots into a foundation, a strong foundation where we're all in this together, this mission, this movement to spread the health and well-being of humanity, really. And then seeing the growth from those roots, the unlimited growth of the business, of the ability to help, was really just so symbolic and beautiful. We hiked, we did yoga in the mountains with Koya, our yoga instructor, with Jenny. It was really, everything was just so very spiritual, very beautiful, very bonding, keeping us positive, keeping the momentum, and keeping us really on track with why we're here.
Awesome. Well, I think that's a big piece of it, is connecting with other people and connecting to your purpose and understanding why we're doing this, and to really live that lifestyle. And so it's great that you get a chance to experience, like I have, you know, Dave in his natural element, to see, you know, how he lives, and that's a big driving force. He's a very unusual owner, and I mean that in a very positive and good way. He's a very authentic guy, and you get a chance to see how he lives and who he is and where the products come from and where the business comes from. So that's awesome.
And to know that he's open-hearted to welcome people to his home, it just really, it just shows the integrity, the heart behind it all. Really, it's a beautiful thing.
Awesome. Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about your journey to Purium and to the level of Crown.
Okay. Well, my background is I work with children with special needs. I teach yoga. I do some Reiki. I do some massage. So the whole health and wellness thing is something that wasn't new to me, but when my amazing cousin Cindy Kelly brought this to me, again, these were products I was familiar with, spirulina, the greens, super greens, wheatgrass, apothecary. I was drinking tart cherry drink without knowing what it was doing for me. So it was easy for me because I had some familiarity, but I think what made it doable and easy for me to spread it here further was knowing how much we need to spread it to the masses, and whether it be somebody who has a platform for it or just doesn't realize their platform for it, that there's so much need and that more people than you want to even give credit to want that healthy lifestyle change, want to look better, feel better, spread it to others, have a healthier lifestyle for their children. So knowing not to limit yourself when you're exposing and who you're exposing it to made me so open-minded to and made me break through my own self-limitations of, well, maybe this person doesn't want to hear from me. Well, you know what? I shouldn't make that decision for somebody, because if I expose it to them, they might turn around and say, that sounds awesome. I'd like to give it a try. So, and you never know what you're going to get from exposure. And I learned from my amazing partner, April Niebel, who you'll hear from next, that really you have to lead by example. Excuses do equal failure, and by human nature we tend to stand in our own way. So if we can learn to sort of get out of our way and just talk to people, share with the people that you love, the people that you don't want to hear about something, that you don't want to not provide an opportunity to, that really could benefit them personally, potentially in a financial way too, just putting it out there and keeping the mind open, keeping away from that scarcity mindset, expanding your list of people, keeping that list ever expanding, and seeing just what comes to that really can be amazing. Some of my people that I thought for sure would say, oh, you know, I don't want to really hear about this, were jumping on board when I was thinking, wow, well, I didn't expect that response. You really just never know.
Well, that's great. Well, there's a lot of words of wisdom in there, and you know, the idea of not prejudging people is certainly important, and breaking through your own personal barriers. I give you credit, Alana. You know, here you are, a special needs instructor, and you know, to be able to, you know, develop yourself to a point where you're not only a great recruiter and builder, but a great leader of people, and to build a team has got to be very satisfying for you.
It's so fulfilling, and it makes me feel good to think I can help so many people and keep moving forward with that. It's really a blessing, and I'm so grateful to this company and everybody I've met along the way. Really, thank you. Thanks, Steve.
Well, that's awesome. One last thing I want to say that's interesting is you said, you know, you were introduced to the program by your cousin, Cindy. And I know that Eric Nish, he introduced the opportunity to his cousin, Sonia Magruder, who's a 2-star Crown, and so it's interesting that, you know, you hear about the concept of friends and family, and you hear, you know, a lot of times of some of people that are dismissive about that, but you never know when you're going to stumble onto an Alana Slavin, who's your cousin, who says yes, who, you know, doesn't necessarily have this kind of background, but just takes the concept, runs with it full force, and the next thing you know, she's a Crown. So, Alana, it's a great message. And also a great story, so thanks for sharing it.
Thanks so much, Dave. Thank you for the time.
Awesome. Well, her business partner is April Niebel from Florida, and or Niebel, I should say, April Niebel. So, April, please, why don't you come on and share a little bit of your business background, and then we'll talk a little bit about some of your words of wisdom and success tips for how you and Alana got to Crown.
Great. David, can you hear me?
I can. So tell us a little bit about April.
Oh, I'd love to. I'm so excited. Thank you so much for having us on the call. I mean, honestly, we're just so humbled. And, you know, you're going to hear a lot of the same because, again, when you hear these leaders in this position, you're going to continue to hear a lot of the same because, you know, there's a system that's in place. And so that was something I was familiar with because my background is marketing. It's funny because that's how I met Alana. I moved to New York when I was about 21 and I owned a marketing company. I had about 30 employees and did direct sales started at the bottom and worked my way to the top. But I had to move to New York for that opportunity because there was already an office here. But that was something that really gave me the personal growth that I needed, and I was able to get people like Alana who had like-minded, you know, ways and was willing to do what it took to, you know, to be able to get where she wanted to go. And so our journey began many, many years ago. I'll be 36 in December, so it's kind of crazy to think. So marketing's always been my thing. And then I decided that I hated living in the winter, and I wanted to be back in Florida. And I said, hey, I started at the bottom, and now I'm here, so I can do this for myself. So that's exactly what I did. I incorporated myself. I moved back to Florida. I would travel 10 days out of the month all over the East Coast, just talking to different people, dealing with people all the time, which was great. I made over $160,000 at 21 years old, but I had to go out and do that over and over and over again. And again, I had to do that in New York if I wanted that opportunity. And then, you know, when I did incorporate myself down here, I was traveling 10 days out of the month. So you start living out of a suitcase, and then I was blessed to become a mom, and I've been a mom for, you know, a stay-at-home mom now for the past 5 or 6 years. And because of my background, I just wanted to get back out there. I love working with people. It's just I'm a people person. And so when this came to me, it's funny because Alana said people don't realize their platform. And that was so me, because Alana, really, when she called me with this, she called me multiple times, guys. I mean, I really had something else going on and didn't think that this would be for me. And when I finally took the time and I got on the phone, third party, with Cindy Kelly, I was just blown away. I mean, because of my background, when I started asking questions and Cindy started explaining the timing and the 60-day unconditional money-back guarantee, and David, like you said earlier, being in the forefront of, you know, the trend, you know, which is huge. And even though I wasn't healthy, I knew that health and wellness and organics and, you know, I was becoming aware of genetically modified foods. And so then when she introduced the gift card marketing, which you are so gracious to have blessed us with, I thought this was genius. This is everything I've always done, only residually. So that's a little on my background and how excited I was when I did get the phone call. And
April?
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay.
I lost you for
a
second.
Can you hear me? Oh, okay.
Now I can hear you again.
Oh, perfect. I said, so anyways, that's basically been an amazing ride ever since is what I was saying. So I don't know if you heard me say, I was saying super excited because when I did find out about the gift card marketing that you so blessed us with, I was super excited because it was everything I was built for and everything I had done up until this point. And I feel like that's so huge that everything leads you to a place. And here we are, and it's been amazing.
Well, neat. Well, there were a couple things that were really interesting that stood out as you shared your story. One was, you know, the idea of working your way from the bottom to the top. And, you know, a lot of people look at that and they say, oh, you know, but the reward that you got from that, you know, and at such a young age to have that success, to taste that success, to know that you could do that is something that nobody can ever take away from you. And so, you know, congratulations for being a young entrepreneur you know, you're still young, but, you know, at 21, that's crazy. And I love what you say about incorporating yourself, you know, that you decided to invest in yourself. You decided to make a conscious decision to change your life and your lifestyle to say, I want to go back to Florida. I trust in myself. I believe in myself. I know I can make something work someplace else because I've already made it happen once before. And I think that's a great lesson, too, is that, you know, sometimes people feel like, well, I don't know anything about network marketing, or I don't know anything about nutrition, or I don't know, you know, and all that negative kind of, and your mindset is so positive in that way, I think it's really drill one or two, you know, tips, if you could, about what you and Alana specifically do that you think is the key to your system and your success.
Absolutely. So, guys, the thing is action. Expose. You know, people can have amazing concepts, great ideas, wonderful platforms, you know, such a ability to help so many others. But if you don't take action, you're never going to get there. So that's first and foremost, is taking action. I mean, you know, and And, you know, like Alana said again, like I said, I didn't realize my platform, you know. When she asked me if I wanted to do a cleanse, you know, I was like, absolutely no. I was far from healthy. But I also couldn't lose my baby weight. So super excited when I realized what a gateway this is for so many people. So, again, like we were saying before, is you just never know whose life you're going to touch. So, of course, when we've all had the amazing results and experience that we have through transformation, not only did I lose 13 pounds and 7 inches in 10 days, I had the best mental clarity. I knew we were onto something. I was sleeping better than ever. I mean, my signal was through the roof. I had 14 people cleansing with me. I immediately took action. I started calling a bunch of my friends. You know, gift cards turned into other people, and next thing you know, boom, we have personal momentum. I went public immediately. I didn't wait to get my box. I had made my money back plus $600 before I even received it. So there's something powerful about that. I don't know many people who wouldn't want to get healthier, who don't want to look or feel better. So that was something that's so amazing, you know. And guys, people just don't know, you know. I used to be super ignorant and think that organic was just a way to charge more money. It's just being uneducated. So, you know, it's just a matter of having action, getting people plugged into the amazing system that we have. I mean, patient, and then say, here's some free money, share this with friends and family to get them going. That's insane. Everybody loves that. And then a referral fee, that just made so much sense to me. So for once, you know, we all walk around. Someone comes to visit you, David, I'm sure they're saying, what in your area, what's the best restaurant in your area? You know, what hair salon do you go to, April? You know, we all do it, and you don't get anything from it. So this to me was super exciting, and the fact that we had such a system that we could plug people into was amazing, you know. And I think what we do is we pour fuel where there's fire, guys. I mean, you can't want this for somebody more than they want it for themselves. I think we all know what we have our hands on, and we just want it for everybody so bad. But we look for the people who want it for themselves, and then that's who we latch onto. It doesn't matter what level they're on, because leaders breed leaders, you know. And if you latch onto that and you lock arms, you eventually have an army of leaders. So it's just being the leader that you're looking for, you know. And it's about that personal growth. And learning for me was, especially because I didn't know this platform until I started seeing the results people were having health-wise, you know, weight-wise. It's serving others, guys. And by us serving others, you serve yourself. And we're so blessed to be in this business. It's really a business of helping others. And by helping others, you're in turn helping yourself. When you just add the culture of the company, the support that we have, the fact that we're in front of something so special, it's really Dave Sandoval's vision, and Alana was talking about the Blue Diamond trip, which I've also been on in May. You really feel his vision. You feel how you are part of this movement, and it just takes you to a whole nother level. So, guys, just know that we haven't scratched the surface, and what you have ahead is nothing but of amazing. And the only thing that you don't have is yesterday. So don't let that window of timing close.
Nice, nice, nice. Well, lots of meat there. I appreciate you sharing that. Action, 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 action. And potential. There's no question. We're just getting warmed up. And it's amazing what you've done here over the last 6-8 months, April. So congratulations, and thanks so much for being on the call. And congratulations for hitting crown.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
All right. Well, good. Well, I'm going to reach out now to Hawaii to Lydia and Dwight Ho. Lydia and Dwight, are you on the line?
We are. Can you hear us?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, congratulations on making it to Crown, and we'd love to hear a little bit of your background, your story, and what brought you to Purium, and a little bit about your journey.
Okay, well, September of last year, a really good friend, P. Imani Schneider, introduced me to Purium by way of a small, healthy happy hour. She said, hey, I found something. I want you to taste it. So I came right over, and I was sold not on the taste, but just on her results. Tried it, lost 20 pounds in 20 days. And I was a believer in the company, a believer in the product. So that's how I was introduced to it.
Well, fantastic. Well, you know, it's great to hear that, you know, we talk about healthy happy hours. We talk about sharing success stories, you know, and a lot of the things that were essential for you to come in is exactly what Pialani did for you. So that's a great way to get introduced to Purium. And your journey to Crown has been an exciting one. Tell us some of the things that you've learned along the way.
Well, what I've learned along the way is that you can start from anywhere. When I first did the cleanse, I had no idea that I was in a quote-unquote network marketing company. I've never been involved in one before. This is our very first opportunity. And even during the first few months, I didn't know I was quite into one because I had no idea how they worked. And so I was passing out gift cards, not knowing I was, you know, and I was going up the ranks, still consultant director, without really knowing what I was doing. And that is the beauty of this whole system, is that someone as inept as me can become at this successful. And it's a Cinderella story when you think about it.
Wow, that's amazing. So was it exciting to start getting those checks, and were they bigger than you thought they might be?
Yeah, you know, as the month went on, the checks started getting bigger, and I then started plugging in. You know, I didn't go to a regional event. I didn't go to any of the trainings. I thought, why do I need to do that? You know, all I got to do is pass out gift cards, right? So I didn't plug in. And I got a call from Tracy Fujikane, who we all know is a fantastic leader. And we had a conversation, and she said, you know, you're sharing these cards and doing quite well, but don't you want to help your friends and family even more? Because Dave, I was just passing them out and saying, here, go ahead, go online, purchase it however you want. And a lot of them were doing retail. Some were, you know, without, unbeknownst to me, were buying, you know, promoter packs without me even knowing it. So
Wow. That
call from Tracy was huge, and it got me to go to a training, a super training that, you know, like the one in Vegas that's coming up on November 15th. And so In March of this year, I went to my very first training on a Saturday with Brandy and Tracy and all the, you know, successful people, and a light turned on. And I thought, you know what, this is amazing. This business has so much potential. And what had happened before that is my cousin, Jamie Blake, signed up right before that. And I realized that I was not being the leader, you know, that I needed to be in order for my friends and family to become successful. And so I started plugging in, and that was huge for myself as personal development, but for our business. And then from there, we went diamond, green diamond. In that same month, I went to my first training. That's important. It is. How important it is to get to an event?
Well, you know, there's a couple of really important nuggets in that, Lydia. Number one is, you know, Tracy Fujikani's role in this, in her reaching down, reaching out, identifying you as a talented, you know, new emerging person in your business, and maybe identifying it even before you've identified it yourself, and, you know, providing you the guidance. And then the other thing that you said that I thought was interesting is the idea that, you know, people were just kind of signing up on their own, you were handing out gift cards, and there's a lot to the enthusiasm and activity that you were doing. But obviously, as you get more on purpose, as you guide the process better, as you get better trained, then you're able to be more effective with the efforts that you make. And so, obviously, as you started moving up the ranks after going to those trainings, you got more effective at helping people to get started and helping people to duplicate. So, what are one or two or three of the things that really stood out for you, either at that first training or since then, that you've been implementing in your business that you think has guided you from not really knowing what you're doing all the way up to Green Diamond, all the way up now to Crown?
Well, I think what was most important was not only learning for myself what I needed to do, but then to have my downline duplicate it. That, to me, is first and foremost, because if you can't get your downline on board with you as far as, for one, number one, the product, and being the product of the product, but also being the product of the system, no one will succeed. Not, you know, you won't, they won't, and anybody else if they would sign up. So my number one, when everybody asks me, so what are you doing to rank up so quickly? All I say is believe in the product and believe in the system. We have a proven plan of action that has been in place prior to any of us joining. Why reinvent the wheel? And so all I did was listen and learn and then try to teach.
That's fantastic. Well, there's a lot of wisdom in that. And as simple as that sounds, listen, learn, and try to teach, it's amazing how many people refuse to do that or get confused or have too big of an ego or figure out reasons why not to. And so, you know, for you to be humble enough to listen, to learn, and to teach, you know, that is really the business. You know, you're going to get paid in direct proportion to the success of the people that you help. And you're helping lots and lots and lots of people, and we're so happy and proud that that has translated into a rank of Crown and in Prosper Magazine and out to Dove Mountain at the Ritz-Carlton next month. And so lots of good stuff happening in your world. Any final thoughts before we sign off for the evening?
You know, all I can say is thank you so much for this opportunity. Thank you for those gift cards that you created, because without those gift cards, none of us would be here right now. The product is great, but the way that we are able to share it by gifting people with this wonderful system, we can't ask for anything more. Thank you so much.
Well, I can tell you this, Lydia, we're just getting warmed up. We've got some things not only just like in our minds, but actually in motion that is going to take our business to a whole nother level. So, it's exciting to see that you've got so much activity and action and growth happening on your team. I know April and Alana do as well. And so for everyone on the line here, take those words of wisdom and those simple ideas that were shared here this evening and implement them in your business and take action today. You know, make sure that you're using the products right. Make sure you're in action and sharing the gift cards. Understand that we're in front of some big trends and know that transformation season is just around the corner. And the bigger the team that you have January 1st, the bigger the checks you're going to have February and March and April and May and June. So everything is setting up perfectly, and I can tell you we're going to make it easier and easier and easier. That's my job, and I love doing it. And I also love hearing these stories of people having success. So thanks so much for being on the line, and thanks to all of our new Crowns. Congratulations, and congratulations to all the people who helped them to get to the rank of Crown, because there's no question that to get to that level with the thousands of people on their teams, there are lots of important people that have been essential in making that happen. So thanks for your part, big or small, in making these teams successful and our Purium community successful. So hope you got some good information on tonight's call. And tomorrow night, as I said, David Sandoval is going to be talking about balancing out blood sugar. It's National Diabetes Day on Friday. We're going to be talking about Scoop of Green, so don't miss that call. I'm sure you know somebody with a blood sugar issue, and you'll get all the information you need tomorrow night. So that's it for tonight, and we'll catch you tomorrow night. Good night, everybody. Thanks, Alana. Thanks, April. Thanks, Lydia. Bye now.